White Heat by K.M. Grant. Book 2 of the Perfect Fire Trilogy. Read by Wayne Forrester. It's high time for me to sing. I have been slumbering so long that my music wasn't heard far away anymore. But now I am waking up, and I will keep retrieving my joy against the winter and the cold north wind. Sircamon, early 12th century. A second greeting. Is it this time already? I have slept too long. Excuse me while I get my bearings. There now, let me see. Yes, thank goodness. I'm in much the same shape as I was when I went to sleep. A few boulders have fallen, the vines have spread, and with their eternal dripping persistence, several rivers have worn new paths for themselves. But that's only to be expected. Let me shake myself. I love to feel the tickle of 1,000 sloughed snakeskins. How they glitter on my crags. See? One has caught the eye of an ibex. He lowers his head, and the curved shadow of his horns disturbs a viper nursing her young. I feel her slither back inside her cave, although she'd like to bask in the sun. It must be August. Now I'm properly awake. At what point in my story did I, the Amouroir, a small county in the larger Occitan, and resting in my fastness under the northern side of the Pyrenean Mountains, leave you? I think it was when Yolanda... No.